Father Cipriano de Meo was known as the dean of all exorcists. However, before he achieved this position, he had the opportunity to meet and learn from Padre Pio during his formative years as a theology student. In today's video, we will delve into the anecdotes of Father Cipriano's interactions with Padre Pio, so stay tuned. Welcome to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio, about the Capuchin friar, mystic and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. Father Cipriano de Meo was a Capuchin friar, born in 1924, who lived a remarkable life in service to God. He served as the dean of all exorcists and spent his final years at the San Severo convent in Foggia, Italy. Just a quick side note, every diocese has an official exorcist appointed by the bishop, meaning that there's a priest in each diocese whose role is to remove or expel demons from a person, place, or object. Back to our story. Father Cipriano first met Padre Pio when he was a theology student, along with two other colleagues. They were sent by their superiors to San Giovanni Rotondo to help answer the bags of mail that Padre Pio received. They were tasked with sorting through the mountains of letters addressed to Padre Pio. When they arrived at the convent, they were told that Padre Pio was busy praying in the choir, and none of them dared open the door. They were warned that Padre Pio was always angry, and they were afraid of irritating him. But Father Cipriano gathered the courage and told the other two to follow him, so that if they received a scolding, it would fall on all of them. Father Cipriano opened the door to the choir, and to his surprise, Padre Pio was so absorbed in prayer that he did not notice their arrival. Father Cipriano stood at a distance and touched Padre Pio's arm. Padre Pio raised his head and looked at them. Since they were young, they did not have beards yet. Padre Pio looked at them and said, "Did you sell your beards?" He then asked him to wait for him in the hallway. Their joy was immeasurable, because they thought he would be rude and chase them away. But on the contrary, he started with good humor. Padre Pio was not at all annoying as they thought. He was extremely kind and expressed a holy joy that came from the Lord. Following his priestly ordination on March 6, 1949, Father Cipriano was sent to San Giovanni Rotondo. As a young priest with good appetite, Father Cipriano would often sit next to Padre Pio during meals. Despite Padre Pio's habit of hardly eating anything, he would always offer Father Cipriano a taste of his food, saying, "Here, my son, eat," and passing him the plate. Padre Pio was never on time for meals, but he would enter the refectory praying, still holding his rosary. He would kneel down, pray as usual, and take part in their discussions, conversations, and stories. He made an effort not to draw attention to himself and would talk to them about a range of subjects, from politics to telling some jokes to the friars. He was a wonderful man at the table. After Padre Pio left the refectory, before the end of the meal, their joy vanished. Father Cipriano would always confess to Padre Pio and never received any rebukes. During one confession, he asked Padre Pio, "Father, should I dedicate myself to preaching or teaching?" Because he liked both. Padre Pio looked up and then, as if he had come back to earth, answered, "Don't worry, you will teach and preach." 10 days later, Father Cipriano was appointed as a professor of letters for the Capuchin Seminary in Avellino. Soon after, he also became a preacher. One Sunday, a friar from Tuscany came to visit Padre Pio with a long list of questions he had written on a piece of paper. During the feast day meal, the friar asked permission to serve Padre Pio wine as a way to start a conversation. As he approached Padre Pio, the friar pulled out the paper and explained that he had written down his questions because he often forgot them. However, Padre Pio was annoyed and commanded the friar to tear up the paper. Feeling embarrassed, the friar was compelled to speak and asked, "Father, we live in a communist area, and when we leave the convent, the boys insult us and throw stones at us. What should we do?" Padre Pio responded, "Are they insulting you, whom they do not know? or the clothes you wear? The habit, replied the friar. Without hesitation, Padre Pio said, you must defend the priesthood, the habit, and the church. The friar had come to test Padre Pio's knowledge of moral doctrine with his tricky questions, but Padre Pio saw through his intentions and gave a response that was far more profound. One day, after Mass, Padre Pio noticed that he had lost his handkerchief. Father Cipriano, who was in the choir, witnessed what happened next. Although knowing the handkerchief was likely gone for good, Padre Pio went to the choir to search for it. Once there, he addressed the friars and made a plea, whoever has found the handkerchief must return it to me immediately, because if my superior comes, he will be furious. Despite Padre Pio's appeal, no one came forward. The person who had taken the handkerchief did so out of devotion and didn't want to be identified. However, the act of devotion caused a commotion when the superior arrived and demanded that the handkerchief be returned at once, threatening to call the police otherwise. It was strictly forbidden to keep any of Padre Pio's belongings, and doing so could result in excommunication. Despite the stern warning, the handkerchief was never returned, and its whereabouts remained a mystery. Thank you for listening. Please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories. We have a new playlist, Padre Pio Thought for the Day. Check it out. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.